Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Meddy. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Meddy, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Tsetse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today, folks, we have a special guest. It's a whole band. They're all here in the studios. Please introduce yourself. What is TTWD?
The time we died.
Woo-woo! And we also have my co-host.
As Big Papa. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Big Papa, and also John in the house is on his way. All right, please introduce yourselves individually.
I am Isaac.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Lyndon.
I'm Connor.
And that's John.
And there's John.
John the host just walked into the studio.
Just walked on in.
Hey, yes. Guys. Great to see you.
He's finally in the house. And you guys are going to tell us about your, this is your first debut album, right?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, tell me about it and what's it called?
It's called Enjoy the Silence While It Lasts.
What do you guys think?
It's been a long time coming. It's been about 3 years in the making.
It's been a journey.
Yeah.
Lots of long days, long nights, hard work. It's kind of come to fruition. Feels good.
Amazing. Okay, John in the house, you also had some questions for them.
I do.
And you're wearing the Time We Died t-shirts. Hey. Tell me about your merch, guys.
Yeah, we got the iconic logo on the t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And then we also have like stickers, patches, and then we have some CDs made too.
CDs!
CDs.
Oh, wow.
Guys going to do any vinyl?
Maybe gets expensive, but
yes, it is. Yes.
And we'd have to remaster everything. So,
yeah, oh,
maybe.
No kidding.
Would I would have to remaster everything.
All right, and tell me about this first song that we're gonna play here called "Enjoy Master," or is it just called "Enjoy"?
Enjoy the Silence.
It's called "Enjoy the Silence."
Yeah. So, this is the first song on the album. It's the album's "Enjoy the Silence While It Lasts," but the first song is "Enjoy the Silence," and the last song on the album is "While It Lasts." So they're like together in a
reprise.
Sense. Yeah. And it's supposed to kind of like glue the album together. So this is like the album starter.
And yeah. Just so you know, folks, this is not Depeche Mode, right? Because a lot of people are going to mistake. Let's not Enjoy the Silence. I know. So yes, we're going to hear The Time We Died, Enjoy the Silence, right here on CJSF.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. Oh, good wow. track.
Nice work. Almost sounds like Poems. Pink Floyd. Yeah.
All right, John, you have some announcements to make, some events that are happening around town?
A few.
Yeah.
Some of my own, but I got to get that set up first. Well, I do the ones that are local first, and then
sure.
I can come back to my other ones because I
have
to set up my phone. I'm not ready. Okay, it's Thursday. In most communities, they have their blues night, and I live down in White Rock, and in South Surrey, there it's called the Beer Shack, and they have some accomplished musicians down there, and they have a special guest, Angie Brinton, coming there to sing, very beautiful voice. And that's what probably I'd be headed to after the show because I love blues. And so that's tonight, May Saturday 3rd is the BC finals for the Wacken metal show contest. They're going to find out which the best metal band in Vancouver. So that's down at the Cobalt. And then Friday tomorrow, out at John B's Pub out in Coquitlam, they have the British Columbia Country Music Association. They have some event this weekend, and so I'm going to the Friday night one, but they have other events around town here. And Friday, May the 9th is the Time We Died album release.
Woo!
Congratulations, guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then Saturday, May the 17th, next week, Rocket Fuel. That's a Steve Ricardo's band. They're playing down at the Roxy. Then also next week, Saturday, May the 17th, at the Princeton, starting at 9 p.m., there's a metal show.
Ooh.
Heathen Sins.
Heathen.
Elaborate.
Heathens.
That's Randy LaRock's band.
So that's for
Tyler.
For now.
Yes.
I have some more later, but you didn't give me time.
No worries. Yes, we're gonna do some more later on, folks. Later on, but we're gonna play some Evelyn Kay. Yes, John, tell me about Evelyn.
Evelyn Kay. She's a professional Canadian singer, songwriter, actress, and author. And I'm actually working with her as her manager, getting her gigs, promoting her, finding out just how to promote her music in Vancouver and do things in the music with her. So she has a really beautiful voice, and I'm sure you'll be taken by her singing and go support her. Go look at her platforms. And I actually bring her to a show out at the Wolf on June 14th. It's a Saturday. So if you live out in Maple Ridge there, come out to the Wolf on Saturday, June 14th, and you'll see Evelyn Kay's DJ show because she's got a DJ too as well. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. All right. And this one's called Love You because we love Evelyn Kay.
Love you. queen figurine, tiny teenage machine. This routine, my destiny.
Yeah, and we are back.
We are.
With Time Yo. We Died. All right. Now, do you guys prefer to be called TTWD or...
I mean, it's just kind of like the shorter version, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Either one works.
Yeah. Okay. And tell me about the next song we're going to play is Santa Barbara. And I think this is the song I kind of remember you playing at the first time I saw you guys at The Wolf.
Yeah.
That was a great show, guys.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
The Wolf rocks.
Yeah. So what do you guys like about The Wolf? What do you guys like to drink there?
Beer?
Yes. What,
beer.
Is there a brand?
Stella's.
That's
they're everywhere, so it's easy, but we're definitely all local craft beer drinkers.
Craft beer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Say some of your favorites, guys.
I can drink Coronas like water.
Oh yes, you're a Corona guy.
The local.
Yeah. The local beer of Corona?
Domestic Corona, of course.
I like good Stanley Park.
Yeah.
Stanley Park. Granville Island Brewing.
Mm.
I'm also Stanley Park and also Kent Beer.
Mm.
Ooh.
I will add Wild Eye though. That one's a good
yes. Wild Eye.
Wild Eye,
yes.
Northman.
Northman, yo.
Yeah. And
yes.
John and the House's favorite beer is the IPA. But I've been trying to reduce my drinking, which I've been very successful at. But the other day, I voted.
Trying really hard. Though.
I voted.
We have a beer fridge.
And I had too many IPAs at the beer shack, but I wasn't okay. I just had a. I was so happy that my party won.
Right. Big Papa.
Oh, whatever, you know, what we got. I'm not really a big beer drinker, but when I do, like, I have to admit, not so much IPAs, I do like Sleeman's.
Sleeman's, oh yeah.
You know, the honey brown ale is actually my thing right now, so, because it's got, I don't know, I like it. You know.
Sugary.
Oh, yeah. My mic's over there. Sorry. I was talking on my ear there. There we go.
All right. And then tell me about this song called Santa Barbara.
Yeah. I work on Commercial Drive, and there's this grocery store called Santa Barbara that my boss would always make me do side quests on and get some groceries. And I was like, you know what? Like, kind of want to write something a little bit different. So then I wrote, like, a song about being in Santa Barbara. And then these guys funked on it.
Have you ever been?
No.
No.
No. Okay. We gotta get a show there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's definitely about a grocery store.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. All right, here on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
The grocery store. All right. All right, John.
Okay. I know I was listening to your music earlier, and one of the songs I listened to was In the Woods. And I have a question. Okay, I know I've talked to you guys before. You guys create all your music together as a group. But I was just wondering, who had the idea or the inspiration for In the Woods?
These two.
These two, yeah.
The handsomest in the band.
Explain.
This is about 4.5, almost 5 years ago.
That was it, 2021?
Wow.
Yeah. End of 2021?
I had just moved my electric drum set that was at my dad's house to Isaac's house, and we had it shoved into his tiny little room, and we had played around, and I'm playing this beat, like a Chad Smith kind of simple beat.
Right.
And he does this chord progression with a bunch of reverb and on his Strat, and I was like, whoa, that sounds like actually good.
Surprising.
And that was the first time.
Yeah. And then my dad was the original bass player on the track because he heard me trying to lay it down. He's like, let a pro do this. So then he comes in and we're just like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah.
So yeah. Five years almost.
Yeah,
now
almost.
It's on our debut album. It's quite special.
Nice. Fantastic.
Papa. Fantastic. Papa Bear, is that your new name?
Yes, Big Papa.
Sure, Big Papa.
Big Papa has some questions.
Actually, because what I've been hearing from you guys, what you guys' influences, you can hear a lot of different things in your guys' songs, a lot of different influences and everything. Yeah. Who you guys been listening to? What influences your sound?
it's a lot.
Well, one that he put me on was this modern band called Highly Suspect. I don't know. We tend to write a decent amount of stuff similar to that. Kind of same vocal range as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
General kind of modern rock kind of style.
Yeah.
I guess started around in the 2010s, but we definitely have some older influences.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Zeppelin, Jimmy, Beatles. Yeah. Like, I'm Still Here had the time signature change, which was influenced by Can You Work It Out by the Beatles, switching from 4-4 to 6-8.
Yeah, and then
a lot of grunge as well from this guy. Mm-hmm. And
Fantastic.
The Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Deep Purple.
Metal. Yeah.
Yeah, like I like some thrash metal, Megadeth, Metallica.
Right on.
He's a Slayer guy. Slayer!
Oh, yeah, Slayer.
Yeah. I've noticed some of your music, sometimes you start off in the right channel, then it switches over to left channel. That's kind of a Beatles idea.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, Jacob's always on the right side, and I'm always on the left side. Every song. So if you ever listen, other than like solos and some lines, but usually all the rhythms, my guitar will be on the left, his will be on the right.
All right, and we're going to play In the Woods.
Right.
All right.
In the Woods.